You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Now, starting today, your clothes wash whiter than ever before with sensational new white Oxidol. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Yes, the whitest wash in Oxidol history. You'll be amazed. With new white Oxidol, you'll see all your husband's shirts, all your sheets and napkins washed so white, you're bound to say,
"You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white."
Yes, you're right. When you use this new white Oxidol, it gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Now, whatever the weather, even when you dry your clothes inside, you'll get the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. And that amazing new whiteness stays in your wash as long as you use new white Oxidol. Stays for the life of your clothes. And as for washable colors, shirts and cotton prints and blouses, well, just see how they sparkle. New white Oxidol is truly safe. Washable colors come out brighter. So try new white Oxidol. When you see the brilliant white wash, the beautifully bright wash it gives you, you'll make it your wash day soap from now on. Your dealer has it now. Ask for it. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. The greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, this has been a busy, busy day for Ma there in Rushville Center. After a sleepless night waiting for Joseph to return home after his blow-up and fight down at the coffee pot, Ma went to see Constable Jim Tookie to intercede for Joseph with the law for last night's disturbance. And then Alfred Sinclair asked Ma to go along with him to a meeting at Mayor Ross's office. And there, she heard Banker Pendleton say some shocking things about the way Mr. Sinclair was handling his magazine story on the town. Well, it's 5 o'clock now, and Ma is home, busy in the kitchen, because she's got guests coming for supper tonight. Listen.
That's her, Willie. There she is.
Shepherd? Willie, heavens to Betsy, I didn't hear you come in.
Yep, Willie, just in case you forget what she looks like, there she is, standing over a hot cook stove, the Honorable President of the Perkins Lumber Company in person.
Hi, Ma, how are you tonight?
Oh, fine, son. You just coming from the lumber yard?
Yeah, we closed shop a few minutes early so as we could come by and hear what all happened today.
Oh, land of Goshen, so many things it don't seem possible it could all been crowded into one day. Would you like a caramel roll? Ooh. I made some. They're still hot from the oven.
You mean with the nuts on them, Ma?
The same, Sheffa.
Well, sweet Jerusalem taking the wind right out of our sails, Ma. Here we come by to take you to task for playing hooky all day, and you're right off tempt us with caramel rolls with nuts on.
I should be took to task, too. I started to come by the lumber yard this morning when I finished down at Town Hall talking to Constable Tookie and Mayor Ross. But I had invited Mr. Sinclair and Miss Marson to supper tonight, so I thought I'd come by and talk to Faye about it and decide what we should have to eat. Well, I found her upstairs in bed with a cold.
Oh.
So then I thought I'd best stay home, cook supper, and be nursemaid.
Faye okay now, Ma?
Oh, yes, dear. Just a cold. Here you are. There are more rolls in the oven.
Well, pretty as a picture, ain't they, Willie?
Yep.
Which one strikes your fancy?
Well, it don't make any difference to me, Shuffle. They all look scrumptious.
You're plumb right, Willie.
Well, land of Goshen, I told you some of this over the telephone. You know, I went right off to see Constable Tookie about Joseph and what happened last night.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. Sinclair had come by while I was there. Oh, I don't know what I would have done without him. Well, the constable was real friendly. But he said there was nothing he could do. He had his orders. Joseph had to be arrested and brought before the justice of the peace. The constable was just doing his duty, that's all, but... So, Mr. Sinclair and me, we went to see Mayor Ross. Well, Banker Pendleton was there, too.
Yeah. Mr. 6% himself.
Shuffle, for Pete's sake, why don't you just concentrate on the caramel rolls and let Ma talk?
Well, it looks like it. banker Augustus Pendleton's got an interest in everything that happens around here. 6% interest.
Oh, Shuffle, Joe bopped that young fellow visiting the Pendletons from Chicago. He bopped him on the nose,
no,
you know
now,
that.
Now. It's all been took care of. I don't know exactly how he done it, but Mr. Sinclair talked to Mayor Ross and Mr. Pendleton private. And when it was all over, they agreed that there was to be no charges against Joseph. That was all I wanted. The boy has suffered so already that I wanted to spare him that, if I could. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be punished, you understand?
Sweet Jerusalem on a bicycle, Ma, punished for what? For losing his temper? Pete Skillet deserved what he got, the way he's been blabbing about Joe and Miss Morrison.
Well, Sheffield, when something you do, temper or no temper, has consequences, you've got to pay them. There's the doctor bill for fixing up Mr. Skillet. Then a glass showcase over at the restaurant, that was broke. Joseph has got to pay for that.
How much is it all going to come to, Ma?
Well, I don't know exactly, Willie. The showcase alone costs $60 or $70.
Boy, you got to sell an awful lot of milk to make that.
Well, I figured that... Yes, you're right, son. But I figured that... What is it, Sheffa?
Nothing, Ma, nothing. Go on, tell us what you were figuring.
Oh, what is it? Why are you smiling?
Well, you figured that Joe, having so much else on his mind, you'd maybe sort of, well, advance the money for him?
Oh, it ain't the money, Shuffle. It's... Joseph is so upset and confused.
Ma's going to pay the money? But, Ma, why should you... Okay, Ma, don't look at me like that.
Carnation, Ma, you're not going to try and explain to us, at this late date, Willie and me, why you want to help Joe? Well, there's only one explanation, and that's that you're Ma Perkins. But there's no point your taking the whole burden of Joe's little mix-up. So how about me?
Oh, no, Shuffle, no.
Well, I'd like to help you, whatever it comes
no, no,
to.
No, Shuffle, no,
Shuffle. Well, it's only money, Ma. I got a little put aside. You said $60 or $70, but that was for the showcase.
No, no, Shuffle, now, no. I'm not planning to pay it for Joseph. What was the word you used? Advanced. That's all I'm planning on doing.
So, you know, we're sitting here talking. Where is Joe? He's usually home by now, isn't he, Ma?
Usually, Willie. I don't know what's keeping him.
Ma, do you mind if I...
Oh, land of Goshen, no. Here, that's what them caramel rolls are there for, to be eaten. Help yourself. Willie, would you like another one, son?
I certainly would like one, Ma, but I'd better not. You know, Evie, if you don't eat come supper time, right away you don't like her cooking. Nobody appreciates it. Slaves over a hot stove.
Ah, Evie. I telephoned her and explained about this supper tonight. It ain't supposed to be a family supper. Just for Joseph. I figured that a nice supper, Miss Morrison and Mr. Sinclair, nice and cozy. Maybe Joseph would get over feeling so alone and blue.
And Joe don't know anything about it, huh?
No, no, Willie, he don't. He should have been here by now. I hope nothing else has happened to the boy.
As Ma voices her hope that the day has gone well for Joseph, over at Alf Pierce's dairy, Mr. Pierce comes into the barn where Joseph is just bedding down the horse for the night. Listen.
Easy, boy. Easy, Chester. Easy, easy.
Howdy, Joe.
Oh, evening, Mr. Pierce.
How are you? Yeah. Got a minute, Joey? Or have you got to hurry on home?
Well, no, Mr. Pierce. I got a little time. Why?
Come on into the office, huh? Let's chew the fat for a minute. Horse all bedded down okay?
Yeah, Chester's all right.
Good.
Grocer Brown over at the Busy Bee asked whether... Maybe you could arrange to get him cottage cheese in bulk. Thinks he can sell it faster that way than in the packages.
Okay, Doc. I'll drop by and talk to Charlie, see what we can arrange. Come on in, Joe.
Right.
Close the door, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Sit down. Joe, you know, people got the idea, a fella like myself running a business in a small town, they think it's all a lead pipe cinch. Got the whole town by the tail. Don't have to worry about pleasing your customers. Think it's a sort of monopoly. You know, that's so much applesauce. These days, you've got to fight for a customer. Fight to keep them. Just the same as if you were in a city, Chicago, New York. Place with all the competition in the world. I never have gone myself for that old turkey that a customer's always right. Known a lot of them that were wrong. But you've got to listen to them, nevertheless.
Sure.
So when they've got a beef, you at least go through the motions of hearing what they have to say, seeming to do something about them. Joe, I've had a few complaints today. You know, I've always practiced the old business of live and let live. Never believed in letting anybody tell me how to run my business or who to hire, but... Well, let's call a spade a spade. Should we, son?
Yeah, I wish you would.
Joe, I had 5 calls today. I have a hunch that by tomorrow it'll be 25.
Calls? Calls about what?
Joe, I never interfere in the personal lives of the men who work for me.
Calls about what, Mr. Pierce?
You, Joe. You, beat up a man last night.
Oh. Well, Pete Skillet had it coming to him.
No, I ain't a court of law. That ain't for me to decide. I'm just a businessman. But without customers, I ain't in business. It's all simple as ABC. They don't want you to deliver the milk no more, Joe. Simple as that. Either I get rid of you or they get their milk elsewhere. I'm sorry, Joe. That's the way it is.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You've always been proud of your Oxidol wash, but now your clothes are washed whiter than ever before. Because now there's a new Oxidol, new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Pour some into your hand. See how white this new Oxidol is. But more important, see how white it gets your wash. Dazzling white, new Oxidol white. The whitest Oxidol wash in history. So white, you're bound to say...
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right, it's white. Even when you dry your clothes inside, you get the whitest Oxidol wash ever. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. And when you see how sparkling bright it washes your cotton prints and blouses, you'll know new white Oxidol is truly safe. So try it next wash day. Your dealer has it now. Be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, Ma at home arranges a dinner party, a supper, hoping to bring Joe out of his grim mood. While down at the dairy, Joe is being told that his customers don't want him delivering milk to them anymore. Well, tomorrow we learn that Joe does not take this latest blow very lightly. But now this is Charlie Warren speaking for Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right, it's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.